And it is time once again for Radio Rotary. Sarah is here. Is here.
Hello, hello. Barely, go. Barely.
Barely. You got the microphone in the right place there. There we go.
I'm barely here. Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of traffic out there.
Really?
I think everybody is a week late, but they're looking at the leaves from what I can tell.
Okay.
Still.
All right.
Still a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We're lucky. We always have great days for our spot here, don't we, JP?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, yes, it is time again for Radio Rotary, which is sponsored in part by District 7210 and also by the Lutheran Care Center, who is one of our corporate sponsors and business partners here in the district. And today my guests are, we welcome Polly Mortensen, who is the Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor in VESID, and don't worry folks, we'll tell you what all that means, and Al Sindone, who's one of his titles, he tells me, is Integrated Employment Specialist in VESID. By the way, in the press release I got, the VESID is in caps. They're both located in the Mid-Hudson District Office. So Polly, tell me what VESID means.
Just to make it a little bit easier, we'll call it VESID, which it's more commonly known as. And that does stand for Vocational and Educational Services for Individuals with Disabilities.
Gotcha. Okay. No wonder you go VESID. But now, do you say VESID or do you call it?
No, VESID.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And Mr. Al, you wear more than one hat. And in addition, today you're wearing earphones, so you can add that to your resume.
Well, I do a couple of different things. Integrated Employment Specialist is my title, and I also do a local marketing coordinator. And I've been in this studio before, doing stuff with Charlie North a few times.
Oh, terrific. So with the Chamber.
With the Chamber.
My goodness.
Promoting the NDM events we just had not too long ago. I'll talk a little more about that later.
Okay. But, and if I forget, you will remind
I'll
me,
remind
being
you.
In marketing. Okay.
That's right.
That'll be your job.
We promote. I'm like a goodwill ambassador for VESID. I've been around a long time, since like 1972 in this business.
Wow.
A long time.
Have you always been with in the Mid-Hudson area or?
I've been with VESID. And it used to be called OVR for us old timers, Office of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Okay. But we got rid of that and we replaced
rid of that about,
it with.
1992.
Okay.
And then now we have VESID. And I think Polly said vocational educational services for individuals with disabilities.
Okay.
And that's a mouthful, but we have nothing to do with vasectomies.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm so glad you cleared
right
that
now.
Up. No okay. Vasectomies, no
nothing
Viagra,
like,
none
like
of the
that.
Other V words.
You know, nothing like that.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm sitting here and kind of poking fun at this, but this is a really serious and important service topic, organization. You both have serious jobs there. Polly, tell me a little bit, really, first of all, what is the mission, the charge, the gestalt? Why are we here?
Well, we're here definitely to I can read the mission statement if you like, but I can tell you.
Well,
exactly
just
what
tell
we
us. Yeah.
Yeah. We provide services for individuals with disabilities, people who have some kind of barrier to employment, a permanent disability that creates a barrier to employment. So specifically, I work a lot as a transitional counselor. I work in the schools, and I'm working with students who are learning disabled or have an emotional disability or physical disability. Something that's going to cause them a barrier to being able to find a job when they get out of school.
So the disability piece of it is broad. It's not specific disability.
Not specific,
okay.
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
And
they mostly go into what types of job paths are you pursuing? Vocational? Is it what type?
Really? Anything that seems to fit the person, something
okay.
that they're interested in and something that makes sense given their strengths and their limitations. And I just also want to clarify that we don't only work with students in the schools, though I say that I do.
That's your
right,
trench.
But
it's also
with adults.
Right, correct. That has always been my understanding. So I guess this is new for me to find out that you are integrated into the schools
yes.
as well. So, okay, very good. And what areas do you all serve?
I mean,
specifically, what does
county?
The Mid-Hudson District mean? What
well,
does that mean?
Our Mid-Hudson District covers 5 counties.
Okay, and they are?
Dutchess, Sullivan, Orange, Ulster,
and
Putnam.
And Putt, okay.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about the history of VR.
That'd be great.
Okay, really, VR started in 1920 when the soldiers were coming back from World War I.
Okay.
And the government felt that the soldiers came back injured or without a limb. And
there was a lot of that, too.
A lot of that in 1920.
Yep.
And they started a program to help their injured soldiers to come back. And then that got expanded from physical problems to the general population. And as the years went on, like in 1943, they entered, expanded it to mental health disabilities.
So let me get this straight. The government initiated the founding of what is now this organization.
This is basically a government program.
Okay.
80%.
Of the funding
comes from the federal government. Every state in the Union and Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands has a vocational rehabilitation program. And we are the designated agency. Okay. Now, other states, they call it something different. Like when I first started in this business in 72, I worked for the Ohio Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation. And our title used to be the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation here.
Mm-hmm.
Other states, the same types of thing. New Jersey's Department of. Mm-hmm. It's all vocational rehabilitation.
But every somewhere state that's in there and you kind of are able to suss that out, you get that. Their initiative or their goals, what they are doing is similar.
It's all similar. From Washington to Maine to Florida, mm-hmm. it's all the same type of stuff.
Now, you said 80% of the funding is still government-driven. Where does the other 2% come from?
Other
20% come from, thank
New
you.
York State.
From each state?
Each state,
okay.
Right.
Now, in addition to that, is there any public-private sector fundraising that goes on? Mm-hmm. And development in addition? No,
we're a state agency.
Okay, state/federal.
Right.
Okay, great. And that's a lot of geographics that the 5 counties you just named.
Yeah, we're all over the state.
You're all over. Yeah, but I mean
there's 15
you're
offices.
Where you are in the Mid-Hudson. So you must have an enormous staff. I mean, where are the offices? Are they located centrally in each county?
Well, we have office in Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office in Kingston, office in Middletown, and a small satellite in Monticello. So all those, that's what we cover, the 5 counties.
Terrific.
And we have a staff of, what, 20, 25, Polly?
About 20 or 25.
We're down a few staff. And we just finished our rehab year for the federal rehab year.
What does that mean?
Well, for 12 months, we have our statistics, how many people we helped to get permanent employment.
Oh, wow. I see.
And last year, it was over on September 30th, and we did 1,020. Which was the 4th highest in the state. But
congratulations.
And it was really, and we're down like 5
Now, is counselors. That adults and students?
Yes.
Both.
Yes.
So it's collectively.
Yes.
Now, with the student connection, are you involved with the BOCES programs in the, it's public school integration as well then,
yes.
So I assume. But what you are with BOCES, that's a yes.
Yeah, we are. I happen to work, we have counselors that go into all of the schools, but I happen to work primarily in Arlington High School. I go in there, and a lot of students who are from the Arlington district that go to BOCES. So I do work with those students in the BOCES program as well.
And where is the BOCES program located from?
I usually go to the BOCES beta site,
which
is on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And as I said, I usually go in the next to last year from when they're leaving the school. And part of what we do is we offer them counseling and guidance as to a direction, a path that they want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Say an 11th grader, I'll go in and meet with them. And then I'll meet with them again in 12th grade. And we start developing a plan along that time and, establishing a goal for them. And then, of course, once they transition out of the school, we're heading into, okay, where are you going? Are you going into training program? Do you need help with employment right away? Do you need college training in order to reach that goal of employment? Again, the goal is always employment.
Right, right. For at the end of the rainbow, and you help with that whole critical path. And I want to talk more about that,
sure.
How you identify and set up the plan. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Radio Rotary.
When you are recovering from an illness, injury, or disabling condition, you need a special kind of care that gets you back on your feet. The care you'll find at Lutheran Care Center. Located on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie, New York, Lutheran Care Center is the Hudson Valley's choice for generic needs, disabled adults, special needs persons, and all supported by a 160-bed skilled nursing facility that includes a 40-bed rehabilitation unit. With two adult daycares, Lutheran Care Center has a complete medical and social support system. Tours are available at Lutheran Care Center by calling 845-586-9494. That's 845-586-9494. Lutheran Care Center, for over 130 years supporting our community, and is now a proud sponsor of Radio Rotary. Lutheran Care Center.
And we are back with Radio Rotary, and this edition we are welcoming, blah, 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 blah. We are welcoming Polly Mortison and Al Sidone, and they are from the Mid-Hudson District Office for VESDID. Is that
VESDID?
VESDID. I'm trying to get the, I think I need an accent here.
Right.
Some here.
I'm glad
I had the professionals helping me out. Before we go into how we wanted to talk a little bit, we were off mic talking about how important it is to identify and then figure out what that path is going to be for each individual. First of all, who is eligible for these programs?
You want to go ahead?
I'll go ahead.
Really, anybody with a permanent disability where that disability is going to cause a barrier to them being able to obtain or maintain employment.
Okay, it's that simple.
It's really that simple.
Okay, all right. From any kind of socioeconomic background,
Absolutely.
For any type of educational background, previous educational background?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are certain things that we need to determine eligibility, and that's an important thing that we mm-hmm. always try to stress, is that you have to have it documented in some way
gotcha.
And provide us that information.
Okay.
And it really is that simple.
All right. So how do they get in touch with you? Is it through outreach? I mean, what happens? Somebody needs these services. How do they connect?
Well, the schools make referrals. The doctors make referrals. People, their friends make referrals. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. And they come to an information meeting. And that's how we give them the information about VESID and our background information, our applications. That's how they do it.
Is this an individual meeting then? It's an individual appointment
it's a
group
meeting. Group?
Okay.
And they meet every week.
For the Poughkeepsie area, it's in our office. It's every Tuesday at 10 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
Right.
Do you have to call ahead for an appointment?
No, you can just
you
show
can
up.
You can just show up.
Mm-hmm.
So say that again.
In your seat by 10 o'clock.
Okay, say that again. Anybody who, because this is a chance to reach a broader audience
Definitely.
Here. If this seems to be the right fit and you're looking for some knowledgeable and professional help to gain employment and you have some obstacles, you can show up
10 o'clock right. every Tuesday at 301 Manchester Road in Poughkeepsie at Suite 200. It's right on Route 55, two-story brown building.
Okay. And if somebody is trying to figure out if they, in fact, are eligible, they would call. Where would they, if they needed to call ahead?
Eligible for
if they're not sure if this is where they belong, what do? They call. They want to do some research first.
Or they could call us.
They could call us, but I think the best thing to do is to actually come to the meeting.
Just come.
Sometimes people think, right. Oh, that's not for me. I wouldn't qualify, and they might be surprised when they come. They may. Very
so you
well
really
qualify.
Have a very open door policy,
mm-hmm.
and maybe somebody would come to collect information for somebody else. I mean,
that's
you know,
right.
you're definitely going to have that type of
disabilities can be very subtle.
Uh huh.
And very different. For example, let's say I hurt my back, and I I could still do this job. I wouldn't be eligible. But say I hurt my back and I was a construction worker where the essential parts of the job were a lot of lifting involved.
Sure.
Then that person would be eligible.
Right,
and there's
right.
like two parts to the eligibility here. You know, not just being having a disability and intent to work and requiring services. There's also a financial part of it. But that's not really a big deal. We screen a lot of people in financially.
I see. Okay. I see.
Certain things, we, you know, people who have, you know, a background of money, we can still help them too.
Terrific. Okay. Because it is, it's information, and it's how do you take away whatever the obstacle may be.
That's right. Barriers to employment. Barriers
to employment. There you go. There you go. Very good. So once somebody has identified that this is a place they need to be, and then the counseling part happens, and you get a plan together that's tailor-made, or what happens?
Well, after the orientation meeting, and they provide us all of the documentation, a case would get assigned to a counselor, and then the counselor would make an appointment with that person to meet with them and discuss a vocational plan, what's needed to reach that goal of employment, and you know, also sort of as Al was saying, depending on what the person chooses to do and what we agree on as a plan would be the direction that we take and what we would require from them economically. As he said, some things are based on economic need and some things aren't. And things such as college or a training program, they would be based on economic need, but we do have a you know, pretty good screening process for that. So it's, you know, we don't have, the need is generally, I don't want to say easy
right.
to qualify
right,
for,
right.
but you know, we don't have strict guidelines. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
It's reasonable.
Well, you're dealing with people and everybody's individuality and everybody's individual situation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of care and thoughtfulness clearly that has to go into this process.
Exactly. We do a lot of testing.
Okay.
We do
interest aptitude testing.
Really?
People who don't have maybe a clear direction right now,
uh-huh.
especially with the students who don't, you know, have been exposed to the work world, and you know, are adults who come to us in their 30s and 40s or whatever they have it. We try to use transferable skills.
Okay, through that testing process, and then that helps you identify maybe some type of career path.
Exactly.
All right. Well, what kind of tests are they? Are they like psychological tests?
Well, some of them are. Yes, some of them are. Sometimes we get the tests from the schools. We do our own testing sometimes. Mm-hmm. World of Work Inventory we use.
Say that again.
The World of Work Inventory.
Okay.
It's a test we use sometimes.
All right.
Career assessment. Yeah, interest inventories, interest testing, also some academic ability, some physical ability, manipulating objects in space and things like that, to get an idea of somebody's aptitudes and their abilities. And also sometimes we can do an assessment in a situation, try somebody out in a situation and see how they do in that situation.
But let's just clarify, these aren't tests in the sense that you pass and fail them. You're
no.
not being
no, absolutely
graded.
Not. No.
They're right. set up to extract information.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Because sometimes, you know, we need a better picture of who the person is. Sometimes the person needs to know better who they are. Mm. So that's why we would do that.
And we're looking for the right goal for that person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to establish. And so, you know, we're spending your money, you know, the consumer's money.
Right, because let's not
money.
Forget we're being
funded
by.
We're all taxpayers. We're all taxpayers.
Yeah, so and we're happy to do it, Al.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So we spend money wisely. See, our program is not an entitlement program like Social Security is. That's an entitlement program. You have so many work orders, you're entitled. We have to make sure we spend the money wisely for our consumers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. Now, are you two in the same location,
we're
office?
We're both in Poughkeepsie.
In Poughkeepsie. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But we do very different things.
Yes.
All right.
You do
very different things. And are these other offices in the other counties as substantial as the staffing is? This is the largest one, isn't it?
Well, we have more in Poughkeepsie, but Kingston, Middletown has a set of counselors and a supervisor.
Okay.
And they also, in
Kingston, for example, Polly, they also integrate into the school system?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, so
mm-hmm.
so that is kind of
all across
uniform.
The board, across the state, really.
Right. Now, you had mentioned you've been in this business how many years, Al?
A long time. No. since 1972.
Okay.
March of 1972, I started with Ohio VR. I'm a local person here in Highland.
You are.
So,
You're local in Highland? Yeah, you're in Highland?
I grew up in Highland.
Did you know that there's an extraordinary, actually, the Highland Rotary Club out there is an extraordinary group. I think all Rotary Clubs are, but the more of them that I've been meeting little by little, I've been like, wow. I've got a great club too. Don't get me wrong. I'm a member of the Millbrook Club.
I probably know some of the ones.
You probably
in Highland.
Do. We could drop some names.
I'm sure we could.
We're going to come back. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back. And Polly, I want to ask you some other questions.
Okay.
Thanks.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back. And Ms. Polly, just for our listening audience, because the thing about radio, which has always been a fascination of mine since, day one, and I'm showing my age, well, I'm more in the owl camp here, but Polly is much younger than we are.
So sweet.
She's a lot.
But however, I forgive her because she's a redhead, and redheads have to stick together. But how long have you been in this business?
I cannot say that I have been here anywhere near as long as Al has. I'm really a newbie. I've been with Vested since, I think I started in 2007. Yes, January of 2007.
And what brought you into this vocation?
You know, I'm from the mental health field. I'm a licensed mental health counselor.
So you went to school for this?
I went to Marist College. And I went to school for psychology. And I've worked in various capacities. And actually, I've had contact with Vested through other organizations that I've worked with. And I guess I just kind of was directed here. I just found a way here into Vested. And I have to say, I'm just really, really happy working with this organization. And we just...
Well, it seems it has to be. I mean, to me, when I meet other people like you all, there's a definite calling here. I mean, you're not the 9-to-5 people where you're punching in the clock and punching out and, figuring out when can I retire and collect my pension. There you go. Whatever. I mean, not that there's anything wrong, because those are very honorable jobs. But I think when people go into the fields that you are in, something personal must have pulled you there,
right?
In some way,
yes, absolutely. And it's the connection with the people. It's the opportunity that we have to help people who otherwise would not stand as good of a chance without somebody maybe to motivate them a little bit more along, and to just lead them and guide them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a staff that's very passionate.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Yeah. I mean, that from the two of you. You're wonderful. Just for anybody else that's connected with this, these two are absolutely wonderful spokespeople.
I gave you those stats before. We're like number 4 in the state out of 15 offices. And that, for years, we're number 1 in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we're maybe down to number 4 in the state because we have a lot of new staff and we're short-staffed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have a passion here in Poughkeepsie, in Mid-Hudson, and we've done well for years and years. I've been here 30 years and over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how it's helped.
But you were originally from the Midwest? I make that up?
No, I'm from Highland.
You're from Highland, but I mentioned something about...
I worked in Ohio for a while.
Okay.
I went to school out in Ohio.
Oh, you did. All right. And your educational background is?
I have a master's in guidance and counseling.
Okay. Similar.
That's how I got into this business.
Similar like that, yeah.
And I knew nothing about it until I got into it, but it's been great. It's a great career path if someone wanted to do this. We need people.
And you're saying that you have, it sounds like you have some career opportunities within the agency. So how would somebody do that if they were interested?
Sure.
How
would that happen? Okay.
Well, they have to get on master's degree. They have to get on a civil service list. They have to have certain criteria. Master's in rehab counseling. Now it's getting a little tougher. They have to be certified, things of that sort. And but it's a great career opportunity for some people,
mm-hmm.
and we need people all over the state.
And the wonderful thing about it is you clearly, I mean, we're all so fortunate. And I'm going to speak for JP because I know this would be true for him as well. All of us in this room are fortunate enough to do things that we really love to do and make a living at it. So, and that's a real privilege, I think,
yes.
Getting back to that. But I know we wanted to talk about, we've talked about identifying, we've talked about what developing critical path for an individual, we've talked about where you are in your outreach within the community. We've talked about, you know, how the community and the government supports this effort. But the real end game, the real goal here is to get somebody slotted in, fit them in to the workforce.
That's right.
In the right spot.
And as we do that too. We do job placement. We have a variety of different things we talk to employers about. Financial incentives. There's like work tax credits for the state, for the federal government. We have our own things we do.
What do you mean by that? Work well, there's credits. Who gets the credits?
Well, the employer. The employer gets credits.
Oh, okay.
There's a federal tax credit called the WOTC. Uh-huh. They can get up to a $2,400 credit for the first $6,000 in wages. Then in the second year, there's a state tax credit, like $2,100 of the second year of their employment. Plus, there's things that we do. We do on-the-job training. We pay for on-the-job training. We pay for work tryouts with employers. A lot of different incentives. And
do the employers approach you, or do
we
you
approach
do
the
employ- you
approach? But we do both.
Okay.
Both. Employers approach us for people. Sometimes we have them. Sometimes we don't. But then that's how we do it.
So it's very important that these offices within these communities are clued into to the community.
And we just had, like last week, we just had the NDEAM Awards. National Disability Employment Awareness Month is October. Today's the last day of October. Uh-huh. We had events all over the state. And
which included what type of events?
Well, it was an NDEAM ceremony for the awards.
Oh, okay.
And we honored employers. Here in Dutchess County, we honored probably about 10 to 15 employers.
Really?
And Dutchess, Ulster, and Sullivan in Putnam was like 19 employers.
Uh-huh.
Employers who are proactive in hiring.
That sounds like a lot to me.
Well, it's a lot of employers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed by that. I'm impressed you know, the people who have the job openings are, that's a lot.
Our regional winner this year was Rozicki and Rozicki. And they've hired,
and where
like,
are they from?
They're at Ishfishkill.
Okay, and what do they do?
They're a lawyer. There's attorneys. And they hired people with
Now, you
disabilities.
See, I would never have guessed that would be the type of...
We've hired different clerical support help, different types of things. We've had a lot of different people get hired. Like there's a lady who got hired who was deaf in Ulster County, Ulster Sheriff's Department, had a 4-year degree in criminal justice, and she got hired over there, and she's doing real well.
And what is she doing?
She's
them?
Doing
out of curiosity.
Internet
this
predators.
Is fascinating.
Internet predators. She's doing a program. She's deaf. She has an interpreter. And that's how they did it for the first part of her job.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what she's doing now. She's on the computer. She does stuff, registries, and internet predators, and stuff at Ulster Sheriff's Department.
My goodness.
She's a 4-year degree person.
Uh huh.
We have, you know, it's not just low level employment. We have the whole gamut of skills.
I think that's very important. Say that again. It's the whole scope.
Whole scope of jobs. That's right. From unskilled to very technical. We send people to for master's degrees.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my younger days, back in the 70s, I had a person who I actually did a doctorate with. It was a doctor of optometry when we could do that.
Uh-huh.
So
did this,
the whole thing.
So did she, do you know, maybe I'm being nosy here, but did she become deaf later in life or
no,
was she born?
Probably born
okay.
deafness.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that one.
And obviously an individual that doesn't let things stand in the way here. Right. I mean, achieved a higher education.
Exactly. I'm trying to think. Also, the only disability we don't deal with is people who are legally blind. It's a separate agency for that.
Okay, but there is a place to go for that.
Yep.
Go for that. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you two? This is fascinating. We could be here for 2 hours,
exactly.
As far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've learned
That's
so much, and you've dispelled so many assumptions about what you do and how you do it and what's available. And employers, I mean, there you go. A law firm is involved.
You know
here.
The 80% rate of unemployment is with the disabled?
Is that
80%.
Right? Is that right?
The disabled who want to work, they're 80% unemployed. Only 20% out there are employed. So that's why we need agencies like us, even the private agencies, to go out there and try to promote. And it's coming up now is the disabled are going to be a large pool of people that employers want to get employed because the demographics.
Well, if they're qualified.
They're qualified.
I mean, that's what happens. If they're qualified, you find the fit. If they're not qualified, you help them become qualified.
Exactly.
That's a very, very worthy cause. We're almost out of time here, but I just, where would you go on a website or something like that if somebody wanted to continue the informational thing very quickly? Yes. I'm talking to Polly Mortison and Al Sindone. The website is www.vesid.nysed.gov/ That's it. Okay. And thank you for joining us. We're out.
And you are listening to the heart and soul of American music, WHVW. It is 12:30.